You know, boys and girls, God can use anything. We can't, but God can use about anything to save people. He used an earthquake in Acts chapter 16. And one time he wanted to feed a prophet and he used a raven. And another time he wanted to speak to a man. He had nobody to speak, so a donkey spoke to the man. Well, God used a fishbone one time to save a girl. This young lady was had heard the gospel. She was brought up in a Christian home. But like so many other boys and girls who live in Christian homes, it just got to be an old story that they believed in a sense, but they never meant too much to them. Well, one night this young lady had fish for supper and a bone stuck in her throat. And all evening that bone bothered her, and all that night. And the next day it got so bad, the next day she hadn't told anybody about it. The next day she went to the doctor to get that bone out. Well, the doctor removed it and told her that her throat was very, very inflamed. And she had to be very careful. Well, she went home and she took the medicine that the doctor told her to take. And she went to go to bed that night, and she thought of death and judgment passed before her mind again and again. And she thought, someday I'm going to die. And what if I should die? Where's my soul going to be? And the Spirit of God was working in her and showing her need, her that she had a desperate need of being saved. At last, she just couldn't stand it any longer. She got out of bed, got down on her knees. She cried to the Lord for mercy and for salvation. And as she thought of the good gospel messages that she had heard over the years, all about the finished work of Christ and how that you must repent of your sins and you must trust in the Savior, she put her trust in the Lord Jesus as her Savior. She believed in Him with all of her heart. And she was wonderfully and gloriously saved. And the fear of death and judgment and the guilt of sin was gone immediately. And she was saved, and she knew Christ was her Savior, and she knew heaven was her home. Boys and girls, I wonder about you. Do you know the Lord Jesus? Have you ever trusted Him as your Savior? Oh yes, you believe about Him. But do you really trust in Him? Do you really depend on Him to save you from your sins? He's the only Savior there is. If you don't trust Him, you'll never be saved. Do it, and you'll be glad that you did.